Hello.
Hello, I'm Chris from Opinion Research. We're not selling anything. We're interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues. Your responses will remain strictly confidential. To make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 and 29, between 30 and 49, between 50 and 64, or are you 65 and older?
65 and older.
Thank you very much. And the media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
Black.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
Say that again.
Do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
No.
Thank you. Are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Now, and there was an election in Ohio on November 7th, 2023. Did you vote in that election?
Yes.
Thank you. We know it's a long way off, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November 2024. How likely would you say you are to vote in that general election? Is it very likely, somewhat likely, maybe, somewhat unlikely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
Thank you. And in your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently impacting you with your family?
I'm not really having a problem. I'm kind of old and everything's pretty much covered for me.
The first thing that comes into your mind?
Grandchildren's schooling.
Education. Thank you very much. Now, when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
I try to do it every year, every election.
Thank you. But did you decide on election day, or how should I record that? On election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Well, I'm pretty well set on who I'm voting on, probably months before the election.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, in just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio?
Keep my party in control.
What was that? Can you repeat that, please?
To keep my party in control of the elections.
Oh, to give the control of the elections. Thank you very much. And now here is a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted on this issue. Issue 1, summary. Provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the patient's life or health. A no vote opposed amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions. Based on that summary, how did you vote on issue 1?
I voted for women's rights.
So that was a yes for issue 1 or no for issue 1?
I think it was against.
I'm not sure. was it yes for issue 1 or no for issue 1?
Repeat issue 1 again.
The question was, based on that summary, how did you vote on issue 1? Yes for issue 1 or no for issue 1?
I don't recall. I think it was yes.
Okay, thank you.
The woman's right.
And what? Yeah. And, well, that was the next question. Why did you vote yes on issue one?
I believe that women should have the choice.
Women should have a choice. Thank you very much. Now, you said you voted yes on issue one in the November 7 election in Ohio. When exactly did you decide how you were going to be voting on issue one? On election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Months before the election.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election cycle. English language TV ads?
Yes, I...
Spanish language TV ads?
No.
English language radio ads?
No.
Spanish language radio ads?
No.
English language online digital ads and videos, for example, YouTube?
Yes.
Spanish language online digital ads and videos, for example, YouTube?
No.
Social media like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook?
No.
Phone calls or texts from volunteers?
Yes.
Someone coming to my door?
No.
Billboards and yard signs?
No.
Direct mail?
No.
Family members or friends talking about the election?
Yes.
Church, social clubs, or community groups?
No.
Thank you very much. Now, when considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinions and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Is it friends and family, healthcare or medical professionals, faith, religious leaders or clergy, women in general, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general, men who have experienced an abortion with their wife, partner, or girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations, celebrities or social media influences, or other?
Women in general.
Women in general. Thank you. Now, did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election?
I voted in the election. I don't remember anything specific.
Okay. Thank you. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would vote on issue one?
No.
And may I ask why?
Because I believe women should have the choice.
I believe women should have the choice. Thank you very much. And did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you would actually vote?
No.
May I ask why?
Because I usually plan on voting.
I always plan on voting, right?
Yes.
Thank you. And before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, I'm going to read you a list, a series of messages that were used on, by both sides on the issue one debate in Ohio. After each, excuse me. After I read each message, please tell me if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing. The first statement is, legal experts say issue one allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not to just protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they consider having an abortion, but were glad that they ultimately chose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue one, because it goes too far. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Yes, convincing.
Convincing. Is it very convincing or somewhat convincing?
It's somewhat convincing.
Thank you. The next one is, both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions. But if issue one passes, in the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under issue one, joining them by voting no on issue one. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Not convincing.
Is it not at all or not very convincing?
Not very convincing.
Thank you. Your daughter is young, vulnerable, online. You fear the worst. Push to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this, but activists want to take all that away. Under their proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortion or sex changes, meaning you could be cut off the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
I don't understand the argument.
Do you want it again, or is just the way that the argument goes?
I didn't understand it.
Okay. Do you want it again?
No.
Okay, that's fine then. Now, government, and the next one is, government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never, especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio, and that's why voting yes on issue one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
I find it convincing.
Is it very convincing or just somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. And the last statement is, when we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family. And the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes on issue one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exceptions of rape or incest. Issue one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Very convincing.
Thank you very much. Now, which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights? Is it the Democrats or the Republicans?
Democrats.
Thank you. What is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 election?
I'm the only one in my family. Not married, no kids.
Mm-hmm. And so for the purpose of the question, what would be the most important problem or issue facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 elections?
The economy.
The economy. Thank you. Just a moment. There we go. Now, if you had to choose, which of the following three issues would you say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election? Is it economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive rights, or protecting democracy in the United States?
The economy and inflation.
Thank you. And will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in the November 2024 election?
Yes.
Thank you. And we know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for United States Senator in Ohio were being held today and the candidates were incumbent Sherrod Brown as the Democratic Party nominee for U.S. Senate or the Republican Party nominee for the U.S. Senate? For whom would you vote? Or yet, are you currently undecided?
Sherrod Brown.
Is it definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Definitely. Thank you. And once again, we know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were being held today and the candidates were Joe Biden as the Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as the Republican Party nominee, or a third party candidate nominee, or are you currently undecided?
I'd go with Joe Biden.
Thank you. And may I ask why?
I think he's handling the economy pretty well.
Handling the economy pretty well. Thank you very much. Now, in just a more couple of questions, and we're finished with the interview. I'm sorry?
I thought we were about through.
Yes, the next questions are just for statistical purposes only. In what country were you born?
United States.
In what country were your parents or grandparents born?
United States.
Thank you. And which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most with? The Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or some other party?
Democratic.
And do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
Moderately liberal.
We do have them in different categories. Which one do you want me to record, liberal or moderate?
Moderate.
Moderate, thank you. And finally, what is your annual household income before taxes? Is it less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $50,000, between $50,000 and $75,000, between $75,000
and $75,000?
Okay. Thank you very much. What is your gender?
Male.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So I thank you very much for your patience, sir. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank you.